Amén. Como ya mencionamos, tenemos hermano Adrián y Julie Gutiérrez y también la baby Alasne Gutiérrez ahí juntos con ellos. Y vamos a ir de nuestro hermano Adrián. El Señor ha mantenido su mano de protección y bendición sobre esta familia. Y milagros también. The Lord has kept his hand of protection, blessing upon brother Adrian and sister Julie. And there has been miracles as well in their lives. We are so thankful to have them as a part of our church. Hermano Adrián, te lo voy a dar a usted. Yo voy a estar traduciendo cada vez en cuando, ya sabe.
Okay, ¿sí me escucha, bro?
Sí, muy bien.
Okay.
Cuando esté listo, hermano.
Ok, ya.
Amén.
Pues, gracias a Dios por nuestra iglesia, que nos ha ayudado mucho espiritualmente.
I want to thank God for our church that has helped us so much.
Nosotros llegamos quebrantados, pues ustedes conocen un poco de nuestro testimonio.
We came to the church very broken. There was many issues, problems that we went through. And many of you have heard our testimony in the past.
Y quiero dar un poco, un corto testimonio de cuando yo trabajaba con, se llamaba Raimundo Romero. Quiero decirles de cómo Dios me usó para poder hablarle.
I want to give a brief testimony about a gentleman by the name of Raimundo Romero that the Lord used me to be able to witness to him.
Gracias a Dios se dio la oportunidad de poder hablar de la palabra.
God gave me the opportunity to witness to him and share the gospel with him.
Y él escuchó, él estaba atento a lo que yo decía.
And he was very attentive to the word that I gave him.
Entonces él me dice, tú cómo hablas de la palabra muy tranquilo. Y
he noticed that when I shared the gospel, I was very peaceful about it. I was very happy when I shared this with him.
Y cuando otra persona habla de la palabra de Dios, a mí me dan ganas de pelear con ella.
And he said that when certain other people come to me and they try to preach at me about the gospel, I almost feel like fighting with them, he said.
Entonces, gracias a Dios, se dio la oportunidad y pues empecé a hablar con él. Llegó el tiempo de tocar alabanzas en el trabajo, de compartir cosas, cosas personales.
I was able to share many things to him, with him. We started talking about the Word of God, about worship and praise, and then we began to open up about personal things as well.
Entonces él me confesó a mí que él estaba consumiendo cristal.
Then he started opening up and confessing to me that he was using drugs, different types of drugs.
Entonces yo le dije, qué bueno que usted me ha dicho eso. Yo no lo voy a juzgar. Dios está aquí.
Yeah, I told him, hey, I'm glad you told me that. I'm not going to judge you, but I'm glad you told me.
Y pasaron 6 meses y él porque estábamos hablando de la Biblia, entonces el tiempo que yo estaba allí, él paró de hacer eso por obediencia.
And during the 6 months that we were there and we were talking, he was able to stop using that after 6 months of me witnessing to him.
Entonces era un domingo, dice que él estaba limpiando su cuarto.
He said that he was at home on a Sunday. He was cleaning his home.
Dice que él no había comprado nada de eso. So, dice que él me dijo que encontró una bolsita de cristal arriba del buró.
And while he was cleaning, he had found this bag of appeared to be crystal meth or some type of drug.
Entonces, dice que cuando vio eso, dice que él sintió que algo entró en él. No supo qué pasó, él nomás consumió eso y se fue a dormir, pero dice que no tuvo control de su cuerpo.
Y entonces lo consumió, hermano.
Sí.
Okay, so when he was at home cleaning, all of a sudden he finds this bag of drugs, apparently crystal meth, and he felt something just come over him, and he just wanted to take it, he took it, And then he fell asleep. He didn't understand how all this was happening, but he did that.
Así es. Entonces el lunes cuando llegamos a empezamos a trabajar, yo lo miré muy retirado y se me hace muy raro.
And the next day, Monday, we went to work. I saw him, and I saw him look, acting very strangely. He seemed kind of distant. He didn't want to talk.
Entonces, cuando se acercó a mí, empezó a temblar.
But when he came close to me, he began to tremble, to shake.
Y me dijo, ¿sabe qué, maestro? Me dice, yo tengo miedo.
And he told me, I'm afraid. I'm scared.
Entonces le dije, ¿pero por qué? Y él me dice, es que está detrás de usted una persona muy grande, dice, está vestido de blanco. Y yo tengo
and
miedo
me,
a eso.
And he said, the reason I'm afraid is because as I looked at you, I seen someone behind Adrian standing very tall with like a white, long white robe, and it scared him.
Entonces yo le dije, no, no tenga miedo. Digo, si usted mira eso,
don't be afraid.
Porque Dios está conmigo y Dios quiere estar con usted.
That the Lord is with me and the Lord wants to be with you. There's no need for you to be afraid.
Y solamente lo único que hice, le dije, en el nombre de Jesús te reprendo. Se lo dije a él.
And,
porque yo sabía que no era él.
Que está, su amigo lo que estaba diciendo no era él, hermano.
No era él, ajá.
And so what I began to pray. Adrian began to pray right there on the spot, and to pray for him, and to pray against any evil force that was trying to infiltrate him with fear.
Pues sí, ya él me dijo, no, es que fallé. Entonces yo le dije, no, a mí no me diga nada. Confiéseselo a Dios. Él es el que perdona. Yo solamente
so
my
friend began to confess to me what had happened the day before, that he had fall into temptation and he took the drugs, and Adrian told him, no, there's no need to confess to me, you need to confess to the Lord, ask the Lord to forgive you.
Y ya pasaron los días y volvió a estar bien, ¿verdad? Entonces, en el tiempo, yo me lastimé el hombro.
The days passed and things got leveled out, he was okay, and then a short period after that is when I hurt my shoulder.
Entonces yo dejé de ir al trabajo porque no podía acercarme, pero todavía hablábamos, mandábamos mensajes y sabía, o sea, estábamos en comunicación.
And during that time I was not able to go to work because I had injured my shoulder at work, but he and I still kept in communication over the phone, by text, during that time.
Entonces para hacer esto más corto, Cuando mi hija nació fue el 26 de febrero.
Now, so what ended up happening is my daughter was born on febrero, hermano?
El 26 de febrero,
bro. Oh, her Alasne, his baby girl was born on the 26th of February.
Ah, ella nació, entonces, él me mandó un mensaje el 2 de marzo. Eran como las 7 de la noche.
And my friend sent me a message on the 2nd of March around 7 p.m. in the evening.
Entonces yo le mandé otro mensaje a las 3 de la mañana porque estaba dormido por eso de la baby, de no dormir.
So I responded to him at around 3 a.m. in the morning only because I had a new baby and it was hard for me to sleep. So I sent him that message very, late at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, so yo le marcaba por teléfono, le mandaba mensajes, pasaron los meses, y yo me di cuenta que él había muerto por parte de un hijo de él.
And so for weeks and for months, I kept on sending him messages, and I tried calling him, and I tried sending text messages, but unfortunately I found out later on from one of his sons that he had died.
Así es, y entonces ese mensaje que él me mandó la última noche, me dijo que si estaba ocupado. Entonces yo estaba orando, yo le pedí a Dios que me revelara que cómo él murió, qué pasó con él.
And so the last message he sent was basically asking me if I was busy, as if he was trying to reach out to me, and it concerned me, and I was praying to the Lord that the Lord would reveal to me the circumstances surrounding his death.
Pero antes de eso, él le dio su vida a Cristo. Él confesó con su boca que Jesús es su Salvador.
But the great thing is that he had repented before that time.
Entonces, hace dos semanas, de estar aquí orando, ¿verdad? Y yo sentí esa visión que Dios me dio, que me llevó a su cuarto donde él estaba, donde él murió. Y yo mismo miré cómo él estaba acostado. Entonces yo le pedí a Dios, digo, Señor, quiero saber cómo él murió. Y lo único, yo lo miré a él y Dios me dijo, él solo durmió, no sufrió.
And the Lord did con show ya, me that in his last state on earth, as he laid there, he passed away peacefully. He did not suffer when he passed away. The Lord showed that to me.
Así es, y por eso le doy gloria a Dios, que yo le hablé a él de la palabra de Dios, entonces él le habló a sus hijos, y ahorita en este momento yo tengo contacto con ellos, y ellos son cristianos, gracias a Dios.
And so the great thing is that as I witnessed to him and shared the gospel with him, he began to share it with his kids, and now presently his kids are in contact with me, and I'm continuing to minister to them and to witness to them as well. So I give God the glory for that.
Así es, ese es un corto testimonio de muchos que tengo y espero decirlos muy pronto.
Amen. These are one of the many several testimonies that have transpired over the course of time in the last year or so, and I look forward to sharing more in the future. Praise God.
Así es, bro. Ahí le voy a pasar.
Amen,
a mi
hermano. Okay, very good. Brother Adrian is now going to give the phone over to Sister Julie, and we look forward to hearing from Sister Julie. Vamos a oír de nuestra hermana Julie. Yo creo que ahorita hoy estamos oyendo la hermanita Alasne.
Gloria a Dios, hermano.
I think we're hearing from little Alasne. Go ahead, Sister Julie.
Muchas gracias. Quiero dar a el pastor y la pastora por dejarme dar mi testimonio.
First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone, and I want to thank Pastor Clark and Sister Clark for allowing us to be here and for allowing me to give my testimony tonight.
Bueno, mi testimonio es mi matrimonio, porque yo nunca quise casarme.
Well, part of my testimony tonight is the fact that I was married, because originally I did not really want to get married.
Crecí mirando abuso doméstico y verbal.
I grew up watching and seeing and witnessing a lot of domestic violence and domestic abuse in the home, and it really traumatized my mind.
Yo miraba cómo mi papá se iba a los fines de semana a tocar un grupo de rock y llegaba drogado.
My father would go on the weekends, and he was part of a rock music group, and he would get all drugged up and drunk and on drugs, and he just came home very messed up.
Yeah, casi matando a mi mamá.
Nearly killing my own mother.
Y yo crecí pensando que yo no era nada especial y que siempre era último lugar cuando se trataba de adquirir, pues, el amor de mis papás.
And so I grew up with that terrible image, and it made me feel inferior. I was less than, and this is what I looked forward to.
Y mi mamá siempre ponía su trabajo y el aseo de la casa como más importancia que jugar conmigo cuando era una niña.
And when I was little, my mom always seemed to put the work, the family, the house, putting things in order, to put it in front, ahead of me, and I just didn't feel like I was had any value.
Mi papá sí jugaba conmigo, pero luego era pues un infierno cuando regresaba de sus giras.
My father did take time during the week. He would play with me. He would take time with me. But again, on the weekends when he came back, he was a different man, and it was not a good thing when he would come back home.
Y bueno, pues yo crecí pensando, si este es amor entre un matrimonio, entonces pues yo nunca me voy a casar o tener hijos.
And so I grew up thinking, if this is what love is between a matrimony, or love between a husband and a wife, then I sure don't want that. I don't want to grow up and have kids and have the same thing repeat itself over again.
Y pues yo simplemente pensé, voy a pues usar a los hombres mejor a mi beneficio para llegar hacia mis metas.
Hermana, que voy a usar los hombres para ayudarme a llegar a mi meta.
Sí.
So unfortunately, Sister Julie started just thinking things in a very wrong way, thinking that she's just going to have to use men just to, as a means to an end, which was that the way she started to think.
Sí, pero todo eso cambió cuando fui conociendo a mi esposo Adrián.
But all that began to change when I started to meet my husband to be Adrian.
Su amor, paciencia, su comprensión y tantos atributos me han enseñado el amor que Dios tiene para nosotros.
He began to show me a whole different side that I'd never seen. Love, patience, being kind and considerate, a whole different side that I'd never seen, and that began to introduce me to the love of God.
Y aun cuando yo me sentía pues sin valor, cuando no podía quedar embarazada.
And in addition, after that, I also felt of no value and almost worthless because after I became married to Adrian, I could not have a baby.
Después de 10 años casado, él aún así siguió a mi lado.
¿Cuántos años, hermana?
10 años.
So even after 10 years of being married and not being able to have a baby, Adrian still stood by my side.
Y la maldición de un matrimonio quebrado en mi generación, eso ya fue quebrantado el día que mis papás se entregaron a mi Señor Jesucristo.
¿El día que sus papás quisieron qué, hermana?
El día que mis papás se entregaron al Señor Jesucristo, que dieron sus vidas.
And so all I had known in my life was that generational curse, you know, as far as a husband and a wife and the abuse and the negativity. But the miracle took place when my father and mother gave their lives to the Lord. Things began to change.
Mi mamá siempre miré cómo hizo lo posible para que su matrimonio siguiera adelante aún con tanta desgracia.
I saw my mother really work hard and make a great effort of making sure that her relationship and her marriage to my dad was a successful one, and she sacrificed for it. She did everything she could to make it work.
Y así es Dios, hermano, que aun en nuestra maldad, Él no quiere que perezcamos, sino que vengamos a Él.
And that's the same way God is, the way He works. He is so faithful that even though we sometimes we're unfaithful and we do not cooperate the way we ought to, the Lord still makes that great effort to make sure that we become faithful so that we can have a successful relationship with Him.
Y dice Mateo 16:19.
A ver, hermana, ¿cuál libro es?
Mateo 16:19.
And it says in the book of Matthew, chapter 16 and verse 19.
Dice, y a ti te daré las llaves del reino de los cielos. Y todo lo que atarás en la tierra será atado en los cielos. Y todo lo que desatares en la tierra será desatado en los cielos.
And this is the way that it reads, Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Amén. Me di cuenta que la Biblia tiene muchas referencias sobre llaves.
The Bible makes many references to keys or a key.
Y por medio de la oración y el reciente evangelismo de una amistad mía.
And because as a result of prayer and of the ministry, the evangelism and the ministry of a close friend of mine.
Dios me reveló que nosotros somos una llave.
The Lord revealed to me that we are a key, or we are the key.
Esta llave es la herramienta, o sea, nosotros que somos instrumentos útiles para Jesús.
This key is very essential. It's a very important thing, and that's what we are. We are that essential key for Jesus. Jesus wants to use us as a key in his kingdom.
Y cuando alguien decide usar esta llave, esa persona va a abrir la puerta.
And when someone decides to use this key, this important tool, they're going to be able to open and unlock that door.
Hacia los cielos y hacia Dios.
To heaven, to the kingdom of God, and to God. That door is going to be open to heaven and to the kingdom of God.
Y cuando abres esa puerta, tendrás tantas revelaciones de parte de Dios.
And when you open that door, you're going to begin to la última parte, hermano.
Que no vamos a querer regresar a lo anterior.
And when we open that door and we walk through it, we are not going to want to walk back to what we had before. We're going to want to continue moving forward through that door that we've unlocked.
Para concluir, quiero darle toda la gloria a Jesús.
And in conclusion, I want to give all of the glory and all of the honor to the Lord Jesus.
Porque sin él no tengo yo valor y honestamente no soy nadie.
Because without him, I truly do not have value, and without him, I am nothing and I can do nothing without him.
Y hoy como nunca veo las maravillas de Dios porque me ha regalado a mi hija Lasne.
And I begin to see the great miracles and blessings of God in that he has given me my baby Alasne.
Que tiene 15 meses.
She now is 15 months old. She is a year and 3 months old now.
Y también me ha dejado ver a mi cuñado Oscar estar en fuego por Dios.
And I see my cousin Oscar, who is on fire for God now.
Esta persona es alguien por cual he orado por tanto tiempo.
This is someone that I've been praying for a long, long time.
Desde que vine a los caminos de Dios en 2008.
Since I came to the Lord in 2008 is when I began praying for him and his family.
Y nunca, nunca en mi vida yo he agarrado la Biblia de alguien y sentir la unción y el fuego de Dios como el día que hace unas semanas atrás ocurrió cuando yo agarré la Biblia de él.
And it's never happened to me in the past. I picked up, a few weeks ago, I picked up his Bible, and as I was praying, I began to feel the anointing of God as I picked up his Bible.
Y es, el Señor siempre sabe el tiempo correcto.
And the Lord always has and knows the perfect timing.
Porque honestamente ya durante este tiempo ya me había dado por vencida de que él iba a querer tener cualquier cosa con Dios. Y ahora él está en fuego para Dios.
Because after so much time of me praying for him, I felt like, oh, he's just never going to give in. He's just never going to give his life to the Lord. And I almost became satisfied with that. But the Lord came through and I was able to witness him begin to turn, repent, and give his life to the Lord.
Amen. Y estoy esperando con mucho ánimo ver a más miembros de mi familia estar en fuego por Dios.
And I'm encouraged and excited to see that more members of my family are now going to begin to repent and turn to the Lord.
Porque nosotros somos la primera generación en Cristo.
Because we are actually my family is actually the first generation of serving the Lord. We're a first generation Christian apostolic family.
Amén, amén. Es todo lo que tengo, hermano. Por falta, por tiempo, si no yo pudiera seguir hablando.
Hermana, no, gracias. Todo lindo. Precioso. Sister Julie is saying this is what the Lord has given to her, and she's thankful to be able to give it. Hermanos, qué felices estamos de oír nuestra hermana Julie, hermano Adrián, los testimonios que el Señor les ha dado y los milagros que el Señor les ha dado, principalmente Alasne. Y el entendimiento, lo que es el, dice el nombre Alasne, es milagro, ¿verdad, hermana?
Sí.
And I just finished telling everyone in Spanish many things that God, the Lord has done for Adrian and for Julie and rescuing them from all the issues, that the problems that they were going through in life. And when they came here, of course, the great miracle that the Lord gave to them was their baby Alasne. And the meaning or the definition of Alasne is actually miracle. And what a miracle that is. It's 15 months old now. Ya tiene 15 meses de edad. Este bebé. Hermanos, ¿por qué no levantamos las voces ahorita y le damos gracias a Dios por estas grandes cosas que el Señor ha hecho por las vidas de hermano Adrián y hermana Julie? Let's pray together and thank God for what God has done in this family. Gracias, Señor Jesús, por su ungimiento, su mano sobre el hermano Adrián y hermana Julie Gutiérrez y su nueva bebé Alasne, el milagro, the miracle that you've given to them. Gracias por ello, Señor, y le pedimos que usted siga guiándolos, que usted siga bendiciéndolos, y no nomás para ellos, pero para el resto de toda su familia. We're praying, Lord, that you would continue to bring salvation to their family and to their extended family, as Sister Julie spoke by faith tonight. En el nombre de Jesús le pedimos, y todos decimos amén. Con eso dicho, hermanos, los esperamos mañana a este mismo número, a las 10:15 de la mañana, para oír nuestro hermano Jeff Baker. We look forward to have everyone back on this line tomorrow at 10:15 a.m. We're going to be hearing from Brother Jeff. Dios los bendiga a todos. Amén.